Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, there are lots of wildflowers blooming in the woods, but burrowing beneath them is an unwanted intruder.
Oh, that's unfortunately true. And yes, just a quick rundown on, you know, all these beautiful things that we're enjoying right now. We've had spring beauties, bloodroot, we've got marsh marigolds, we're getting trilliums, we're wild ginger, wood anemones, violets, yellow, blue, white, violet. So lots of color now showing up down on the forest floor, as well as all the things happening up above us. That brings us to this topic, earthworms, and the fact that, unfortunately, the earthworms are not native.
Tell that to every kid with a fishing pole.
I know, and tell it to all of us, you know, growing up who heard, oh, worms are, you know, earthworms are fantastic for your garden and all this. And, you know, to a certain extent, in terms of agricultural soils and soils that are, you know, heavily worked in terms of growing vegetables or grains or whatever, that earthworms can have beneficial effects. But for all of the ecosystems that are a part of the glaciated portion of our continent, earthworms are not a part of the picture, haven't ever been a part of their picture. So they've all organized themselves around a set of rules that does not include earthworms and the way earthworms live in the world. Below the area, glaciated area of the continent, there are native worms. They're not the same worms that we have, because the worms that we have, about 15 species that have been documented in Minnesota, have come from Europe primarily, and now they're getting to be some that are showing up in places that are from Asia and things. But European earthworms are the chief issue here now. And the reason that they are destructive, and I do mean destructive, is that they feed on the duff, all the leaves and other organic material that plants create over the course of the summer and then comes down onto the ground is what earthworms eat. And that includes plant seeds as well. Unfortunately, because these ecosystems and the species of plants and animals that live in them evolved in this landscape since it was glaciated without worms, they rely on the duff for all kinds of things. It's a nursery. That's where most of the plants are accustomed to germinating and growing and being protected from, in some cases, the winter conditions, in some cases, drought conditions. It's where animals like salamanders and forest-dwelling frogs that we've talked about, toads, this is where they hide out. This is where they take shelter. This is where they find their food. There's all these relationships that have become established between organisms and the duff. And when the duff is gone, their place is changed dramatically. And in some cases, that means species disappear entirely. In other cases, it means they're just much less frequent. So it has profound impacts, and particularly in our deciduous forests. This is a really big issue because leaves falling down and creating that deep leaf litter is so important and such a major part of the functional relationships within the ecosystem.
How many worms does it take to be destructive?
Well, some worm species are more destructive than others. The most destructive species is the nightcrawler.
The fishing worm.
And so this is a good time of year to talk about this, because obviously people are, bait is out there and people are buying it. So if you're going to use worms as bait, you need to be a responsible bait user. And that means if you have worms that you don't use on your fishing outing, that you need to throw them in the trash. You need to make sure they do not get out into your neighborhood.
Or dump them in the lake.
And you don't want to dump them in the lake.
You don't
want to dump them in the lake. Worms will not necessarily drown. There's a kind of a misunderstanding about worms, that worms come to the surface when it rains because they can't live in the moist soil. Well, that's not at all the case. Worms are very capable of living for quite some time in the water, in lakes, in streams. It's not their preferred habitat, but they can live there and move to a point where they can get out. So that's not a solution, dumping them in the lake, and you don't definitely don't want to throw them on the shore.
Wait a minute. Let's go back a minute. Mm-hmm. Why do worms come out when it rains?
Okay. Worms come out when it rains because that's when they breed.
What about people that use them? I mean, it's kind of like the mainstay of compost.
Right. Well, and there are what are called red worms or wrigglers that are sold as vermiculture. And those worms thus far have been shown to not survive Minnesota winters.
What is a worm?
Well, they're invertebrates. Their scientific term for the kind of worms as a group is oligochaetes. They were brought here by, unintentionally, nobody probably brought worms, but they brought ships that came from Europe in the 1500s, even used soil for ballast. And so even if the adult worms didn't survive, these cocoons that the young worms are in, they are very durable and would have survived. So, and once they were here, then those same cocoons can be picked up by our boots, the treads in our boots when we carry soil with us, our tires, the hooves of animals in animal bedding. So the cocoons are very durable, so they can easily be moved around. And that's pretty much, for the most part, how worms have become so well dispersed within, say, northeastern Minnesota, within Cook County, is that people carried them out as bait, for instance, and then left some behind. Or we've carried them on our animals, on our own shoes or vehicles, and we're still doing that. And so it's crucial that we start to really think more responsibly about how can we reduce the numbers of times that we actually unintentionally move these critters around.
Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand earthworms.
You're welcome.